You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. Olafur Arnalds is one of the leading lights of ambient chamber music. He's come a long way since his days as a punk rock drummer in a band whose name you can't say on the radio. He's taken electronics into classical music with the soundtrack to Broadchurch, a collaboration with classical pianist Sarah Ott, and his own albums like For Now I Am Winter. A few years ago, he started collaborating with Jónas Rasmussen, a musician from the Faroe Islands living in Iceland. They bonded over techno music.
Yeah, we met in 2008 probably. We were doing some other work together. I was doing sound for his band. We're both kind of discovering electronic dance music at the time, which at that time was like totally just techno stuff, not the EDM of today. And yeah, we started just wanting to play around with it a bit and doing some beats together. So we've actually been doing this project since, 8 years now.
Olafur Arnalds has built a career around his deep ambient chamber music, combining electronics with classical strings. It's little wonder his impressionistic sound has drawn film and TV producers. Jónas Rasmussen, on the other hand, played and sang in an electronic pop band called Blood Group. The music they began making as Chiasmos was a stark, minimalist techno. It seemed like a revolt against the sound they were best known for, Olafur Arnalds.
I guess we were in a bit, not in like a bad way, but I think we were really wanting to explore something that we had no other outlet where we could do stuff like that.
By the time their first album came out in 2014, their sound had transformed. Jónas Rasmussen.
We started doing techno, and we made like one EP or two, and we kind of discovered we were not really that good at it. And that's the truth.
So their sound changed.
Yeah, I do remember what happened, actually. I know. Yeah, I know exactly what happened and why it changed. So I was writing my last solo album, For Now I'm Winter, and we decided, like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we tried to do a remix of one of those songs? And that song was the first song of For Now in Winter. It's called Sudden Throw. And from that became the song Throne, because we dropped the idea of it being a remix, and I threw it off my album for a while, and we decided, hey, let's just make it a Chiasmos song. It's sounding great with the strings and stuff. But then I kind of liked it, and I put it back on my album. So we do have, like, this song exists twice, once as a classical song, and then again as thrown at, you know, an electronic song. But yeah, there we have these kind of techno beats, but we had the string, like the orchestral strings and a little bit of piano and stuff in there.
And if you think about it, I'm from like the pop background, he's classical, and it's a lot harder than you think to not have some kind of melodic, you know, elements.
The style of Chiasmos is now a mix of analog synthesizers, computers, live performers, and an ancient delay machine called a Roland Space Echo.
Well, the Space Echo has a magic character that no other echo has been able to recreate, and so many have tried. I personally, I've four of them, I think. I just like I use three like every day, and then I always keep one on spare because these are old machines and they break all the time. So there's usually one being serviced at any given time. So I need one spare to rotate, so to make sure that I always have three in my rack. But there's something, you know, it's a tape echo, but it was a pretty bad tape echo in a way. It's quite wobbly, and you know, it feedbacks really quickly and it distorts when you put stuff into it, but in such a beautiful way.
On his own, Olafur Arnalds makes concert music. His audience is likely to be swaying or nodding their heads gently to his siren strings and frozen echoes. But with Chiasmos, the feel is different. Jānis Rasmussen.
At our shows, people dance, they freak out. Or they're just standing and having their eyes closed and being really, I don't know what they're doing. And then there's some smell sometimes in the air. There's a cloud coming up from the audience.
Almost every single show at the end of our set, where our set actually does get very upbeat and quite crazy.
Chiasmos is geared toward a younger audience. Jānis says that's not always who's listening.
Sometimes I see quite like older people coming to our show, and I'm like really surprised.
You mean someone like me?
No, but it's true. And I never like spoken to them after a show. I always wanted to see what they like, if they enjoyed it or not. But yeah, it's really diverse.
Some of us aren't, you know, still listening to the Stones and the Doors.
Yeah, thankfully there's people like you in this world.
We wouldn't have a career otherwise.
No.
The latest album by Chiasmos is called Swept on Erased Tapes Records. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.